to the meter, the game show based around the IMDb star meter, where we find out who's popping off and who fell off. Amanda Rolfo.
Sorry.
Kate. We're just a little crazy because we had our live show and now we're back in
we're
the
back.
Studio.
We are a little jet lagged.
And we got more live shows coming your way.
Yeah, we do. May 1st.
May 1st.
You're jet lagged from Michigan.
I know.
I am. I actually am.
In the middle of the country.
Yeah. Dude, bro, I was
they're only 2 hours
exhausted.
Ahead.
Yeah, we're only the 2 hours ahead. What?
When was the flight? Like, was it like a red eye?
I did a red eye. Okay. I did a red eye and then early morning on Sunday. But I don't know. The whole
time
I
was
spring forward, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was awful.
There's a word for that. It's tired. You're tired.
I'm tired. I'm so tired.
That's what it
I'm
is.
So
you're
tired.
Tired.
I'm so tired.
You know, you travel a lot.
And the fest was, like, so fun, but it was, like,
and it was cold.
Six shows each night.
Oh, wow.
And one of them was...
You did six shows a night?
Yeah. And it was like 3 days.
What kind of magical dream is this?
Bro, it was exhausting, to be honest. It was
like,
so
tired.
Exhausting because it was like 20-minute sets each.
Oh, my God.
And then like one of them I had to do morning TV.
Fun.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
No.
I've done it on Zoom. Yeah, yeah. I did it virtually. I did it in Denver. I did a local Denver thing.
Did you get to watch it? Watch it.
Yeah.
I hope not. It was literally only like 30 seconds. It was just like...
About the festival? Like, come
yeah,
see me
like,
at the festival.
How hard is it to
was
do
Was it just
clean?
You or were there other comics with
it,
you?
No, it was just me and then the producer of the fest.
Is it just mostly college kids who go watch it?
No, it was like old people news.
No, I mean the show, the festival.
Oh, no, it was old people.
Really?
I think it was like...
People need stuff to do.
That's who's watching the early morning
yeah,
news. Local news.
The cool. shows were very fun, but it was definitely like 75% over the age of 45.
Wow.
But they were cool.
They like you.
Some of them did.
Some of them
That's
did.
That's good.
They yeah. kept yelling, do the voice, which I hated. I hated that. That sucked.
I will say this. There was this one... This one joke I did where I was like, I'm looking for a new therapist, and I know I just don't want a straight white guy. Mm-hmm. And then a white guy in the front goes, ugh. I was like, chill, bro. Chill.
Let me get this off, bro. Jerk off, man. Hold on.
I agree, though. I don't want a straight white therapist either.
Oh.
A straight white guy therapist. I had a straight white woman therapist, but...
Like
I can't
okay.
take advice from straight white men.
Why? They got it all figured out.
No, I'm good.
So you go into your like interview with the, you know, the first like session, like just fill each other out, decide. And you're like, first question, are you gay?
Well, I want someone that I know I'm going to see in heaven. So. Just kidding.
So just kidding. I just imagine you with like a therapist who looks exactly like you. And then he just goes, bro, same.
Well, you know what's funny?
Actually, dude, super helpful. Wow.
I do have a black male therapist. He's a straight, he's a married man. He's also like a preacher.
Yeah.
And I am like not religious in any type of way, but it's like, it's interesting. It's cool because I wanted a black man like as my therapist, at least yeah. a black person as
yeah.
my therapist.
Yeah.
And he really only sees like black people in couples.
Mm-hmm.
But like I don't like believe in God and in that shit. And like
yeah.
it hasn't been a problem. But it's funny because like his examples would be like, you know, when I'm working on a sermon and I'm like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, everybody got their side hustle. EJ, my thing died. Could you give me a Twilio, please?
Oh my gosh, okay.
That's okay. But all right, well, you've heard the voices. Now I have to do the intros. We mm-hmm. got two incredible, funny comedians. The first one, Austin Kress.
Yeah.
Yay.
What's up? So stoked to be here. It's
Thank
very
you.
Exciting.
Thank you. And then another funny comedian, Leonard Smith.
Leonard Smith Jr., what's going
junior.
On?
Junior.
Junior.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
junior
is very important. And you guys missed
I think
it on
so.
The logo.
He's
the
junior on
He is
going
I'm not upset, but it sounds better. And
it does. I feel like when you add a junior to a name,
yeah.
it's like.
And I think it just lets people know that my father was in my life. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So. set the record straight.
No junior for me, and I hate my father. So it tracks. It really tracks.
Oh, there's a lot of Leonard Smith Jr.'s.
Yeah, so many.
I was trying to find.
They were trying to all.
I mean, the last time I Googled it was like 10, 15 years ago, but they're all like old white dentists or lawyers or like.
Maybe you got to put senior.
Realtors.
Yeah. There's a Len Smith.
That's cool. Senior's interesting.
I think there's a Lemmy Smith Jr. who's like a son of a football player.
Big Len Dog, if anything comes up.
Big Len Dog.
That's my Twitter for sure.
Nice. Well, we're happy to have both of you.
Yes, excited to be on.
Do you have like a... there's three of you that roll together, right?
Yes, we have our...
The Breakfast Boys, the Bottle Boys.
I was going to ask, what do you call yourselves?
We're calling this new tour the Breakfast Boys because we tour together and breakfast is our favorite and are usually our best meal of the day because like it's like you wake up late and you go get breakfast slash brunch and then like you don't really eat dinner and then... Or you don't really eat lunch usually and then dinner is usually like... something in the green room at the club or like fast food late night. And so breakfast is our meal where we go and like really eat.
Okay.
And then we spend our, usually we have like long drives and we'll spend our long drives, like ranking the places we went, talking about the places we liked, what we didn't like. And we've become, I've become kind of an expert on biscuits and gravy. Like
every restaurant we went to, we got biscuits and gravy.
We always get biscuits and gravy.
We always get it to split and share.
Usually, not every time, but very often we'll all get something and we'll try it all. It's always usually family
communal
style.
Yeah.
Except when Leonard goes rogue and gets like catfish eggs Benedict.
I want catfish eggs Benedict, bro. Like, I'm sorry. It was at Brenda's. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never had
so catfish.
Benny's is fire.
It was great.
Catfish eggs Benny? No, I never had that.
It was fire. Though?
You been to Brenda's in Brooklyn?
While we were on tour, when we were on the tour last year, we quit our jobs tour, we were calling ourselves the Bottle Boys.
We're calling ourselves the Bottle Boys.
Because we were trying to, wherever we could get free bottles of water, we would take as many as
this
we could.
This is an underrated people don't talk about.
Car rentals,
when you tour?
We were in Denver, we took like 20 bottles of water from the Hertz
and
in Denver.
And anytime there was a hotel gym, we would raid it in the middle of the night and take all the bottles of water.
That's
people don't talk about how hard it is to get water on tour. Especially if you don't, usually we have an Uber or no, usually we have a rental car, but like if you're Ubering, like you need water at all times and because you're doing these shows at night, you're getting dehydrated quickly. And so if you can get free
water,
get it, get that free water.
You better watch out because the Bottle Boys are in town.
Water, you know what I'm saying? We literally
that's
brought
crazy.
Water.
Yeah.
Right
that's
now.
That's so interesting.
Brand.
I never thought
Breakfast
about this.
Boys. That's cute.
You would be less jet lagged if you had
been
drinking
water. I didn't drink enough water.
Eating breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
I didn't do either of those things this whole weekend. Okay. All right. Before we get into the game, I like to ask the guests, how do y'all feel about your careers right now? Are you happy? Are you sad?
I'm actually really stoked right now.
Okay.
I just booked a show that I've been trying to book for probably a year and a half. I'm going to be on Mike Falzone's Surrounded Improv Lab.
Very fun.
And April 5th, link in bio for tickets.
Very fun show.
And I'm really excited about that. It's been something I've been looking forward to and trying to get on for a while.
Congrats.
And I'm very happy with how my career's going right now.
I like that.
I would say the same. I have a weird personality and like to beat myself up a lot. But when I really think about it, things are going well. You know, I've been in back-to-back Super Bowl commercials.
What? Whoa. That's amazing. Yeah. Which ones have we seen them?
I was in that Couch Potato Pluto TV one. That's
that
me
one.
Giving the thumbs up.
Dude,
at the
I think
end.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah,
of the
I heard that from a lot of people. So that was exciting.
That's exciting.
You're rich.
No.
No.
So here's the problem. This is what's upsetting. So I was in a Super Bowl commercial last year. I was in an Uber One commercial with Diddy. And it was
and it was
one
so
with
crazy how many times Leonard said he was friends with Diddy.
Oh, no.
And then recently he's been doing a lot of backpedaling.
Oh, no.
He's been backpedaling
crazy. Never said I was friends with Diddy.
He's been backpedaling like a quarterback this whole
time. I was on set with Diddy for 2 days.
Yeah.
Never saw him except for when he literally, they were like, all right, cameras are about to roll. He would walk in.
Yeah.
But I ended up being in 5 commercials and it was like a year long campaign and it was SAG. So I made a lot of money from it. It was great. Which is why I quit my job and went on tour. And this year, I was on set for 4 days again, non-union, commercial. And it was like, this is going to be a year campaign. By the all the work they're putting into this commercial, they're going to play this shit all year long. So it's like, I know how much money I could have made. It wouldn't have been the money I made last year. So it's like, I just got that one-time payment.
Yeah.
And it's good money.
Wait, the Diddy was non-union?
No, the Pluto TV this year is non-union.
Okay, okay.
So like, if I would have gotten it again, it would have been great. Yeah. But now I'm still saggy, so I can still keep booking these non-union commercials.
That's fucking awesome.
I love this.
You're for that non-union one, do they pay like residual every time it shows?
No. So that's the thing. Non-union, it's like a non-union commercial. I can get paid $2,000. I can get paid $8,000. It depends on, you know, who the client is and like the exclusivity. Like this, I just filmed a commercial a couple of days ago. It's like 2 years exclusivity, so it's like decent money, but it's a one-time payment.
Yeah.
And then if it's like a one-year exclusivity, if they use it again after that, you get paid that same thing again.
Mm. Great.
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty lucky that you were in the Diddy commercial last year. That would have gotten
scratched. What's very lucky is like, I originally was only supposed to be in like two or three commercials, but someone else on set was like fucking around and wasn't being like very professional.
Interesting.
So they removed that person. Like after we finished the 60, they removed that person. Jeez. And then I got to be in the other commercial.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
So it's just like.
That sucks for that.
Yeah, so it all worked out really well.
Be professional, people.
We were here on time. We were here early. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we were here so early, it was unprofessional.
Which is what I also said. I was like, you can be too early. I was like, we don't want to be too early.
Yeah, we were here.
And that sucks.
We were having lunch, eating. Okay. Well, that's good.
I'll say I'm super excited for this because we were at Sketchfest and we were playing in person.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I got to come on. Like,
I'm glad you asked.
I got to come on.
Thank you. Killing it. That's
very excited.
Organic and I'm excited fans. Because Andrew and I have been in the same room before but never actually met each other.
No way.
I don't think we had a full.
I did your show.
No, I know. You did his show. Yeah. We were there.
Yeah.
But we didn't have like a full conversation. Right. So I was like, and I know we have like mutuals and, and it's funny because you came up. And it was the reason I felt like I had to, you complimented my fit when I came in, and it's because of Andrew, because, well, here's the thing, I was talking with Ray Lau, and I was like, who do you think the most fashionable comedian is right now? And, because Ray always looks good. Ray always does.
He's very simple, very clean, but he has a distinct look.
Things that shouldn't work. It's really, which is a true master of fashion, is making things that, and he said you, and I was like, that's a good point. I started paying, I was like, yeah, Andrew does have like great drip.
I would say Andrew and I like Chinadu.
Chinadu has good drip too. And I'm coming for it. I'm also trying to come for it.
I'm coming.
You got work to do though. You're wearing basketball shorts right now. But
basketball shorts.
I welcome it.
I'm just kidding.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It looks great all the time.
Thank you.
Andrew is so happy.
I am.
You should be. When
the bar is so low.
Jesus Christ, Jess.
Oh my God.
I was just going to do some light nagging. I wasn't trying to destroy his goal.
Comedians dress super well.
True.
That's a great point. The bar is low. But good for you for topping that.
We're LA comedians.
You know what's crazy?
LA comedians is a different breed.
You know what's crazy? It's crazy because me.
Because the bar is low. You don't have to try and you do?
Yeah.
That's right. Props.
Yeah, technically, props. I'm the bar. It's crazy that you say this when we dress the same. It's so crazy.
Jess, you dress exactly like me. I dress way better than you.
I'm wearing the same earrings right now.
Oh my god!
There is
Well, thank you for that.
For sure.
Comment below.
Who's the best dress of this episode?
All right, let's move on.
Okay, I ask how you feel just because we have your scores pulled up. You two are doing good. You two are doing good. Out of 12 million people on this IMDb, Austin, you were at 1,952,863.
Wow.
That's
very low.
No, that's good.
Oh, okay, cool.
I have an IMDb. Picture. Let's go. I think somebody told me they.
We're not sure.
I don't know which one you went on.
Are you on here as Leonard Smith Jr.?
I might be.
Were you on?
Someone was like, "I'm gonna put you put this in for IMDb."
Yeah, I feel like this is you.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're on Holy Moly. Wait, did you? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you work with Mark then, my roommate? He did Holy Moly.
Yes, Mark did do Holy Moly, yeah. Wait, is that? I might have met him on set.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I might have.
Did y'all film at like 4 a.m?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. It was cold as fuck. I remember outside. That. It was so cold.
Yeah, that must be his.
Well,
yeah,
we got your score.
No, that's me because I did Thorpe and I also did the ATL line.
It's too bad that they don't put commercials on there.
I know.
They should. Stacked.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. My number might be a little higher with the recent. So what was my number?
What's the number? It is 1,715,000.
I can't believe I'm that high. That's okay.
You guys are very
close.
Am I
higher than Austin?
Yeah, by like 200K.
Those commercials.
2.3 million on TikTok.
That's amazing.
Yeah, 600. What are you at? 656,000 on Instagram.
560,000.
Oh my god.
571.
Yo, I'm already a winner today.
Yeah, dude, that's huge.
Yeah,
that's huge.
And it's cool. We have the best you've ever done.
Yeah.
Let's do Austin.
All right.
Ooh. Austin. Look at this. The best you've ever done.
All right.
You gotta change it to all time.
They changed this. There's so many like little drop down menus.
I don't like how they changed this.
I don't like it either.
Who wants to see
this one?
Yes.
Oh, right. Boom.
89,000.
Wow. There's no way I'm touching that. There's no way I'm touching that.
You're the bar.
That's crazy. I'm the bar.
You're the bar.
Bro, you're buff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like I'm looking at the photos right now.
My God.
And that happened.
Oh, yeah, we can see that, too.
Mm. Yeah, can I guess? Can I guess that it was like 2018?
No.
It's recent.
Oh. It's pretty recent right here.
When was it?
2023, February.
Oh, wow. So if we had done this podcast like a year ago.
What happened a year ago?
Yeah, what happened around this time?
I think it's just during the people were Googling.
Was this, was it X Games? Was it X Games?
Oh, it was during X Games. That was the Tom Richards beef. It was during the Tom Richards beef.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What happened? He's a professional snowboarder.
You got to unpack that.
A professional snowboarder. And people were Googling me at that time.
He was on the X Games playing his character, Stoney McBlaze. And a snowboarder was like, "This shouldn't be fucking on the X Games. Like, what the fuck are we doing?
He was mad about a lot of things. I mostly caught strays. He was mad about a lot of other stuff. But I caught a lot of strays. And so there was beef with Todd Richards, who's like one of the goats of snowboarding. Like, he's like the Michael Jordan of snowboarding. But to me, he's like the Michael
took
Jordan of hurting my feelings. he took it very personally. They didn't want influencers. And so I tried to get on X Games again this year. And the email they sent back was, "Due to the controversy of last year, we're going to pass."
Oh,
I was like,
no way.
Yeah, man. So fuck Todd Richards. He's a hater, bro. He cost you a job.
Yeah,
that's trash,
dude.
Yeah, but you know, it's like Cat Williams said, if you don't have enough haters, you got
to
get more.
I want the Todd Richards beef. I'm trying to get to see. Todd Richards, this is Leonard Smith Jr. Fuck you, bro.
Okay, and Leonard's best.
All right, Leonard's best. We can find that.
All right. It's right now.
All right, we're going to open this. We're going to grab this. All right, your best.
608,818.
What was this?
Let's check.
Who's the highest person you've had on here? Who
like
took the
physically
Mickey.
High?
I'm actually interested in that too. But who had the biggest star meter?
Mickey. She was 89.
Whoa, Mickey who?
Ishikawa. She was on
Captain America, Winter Soldier.
No, it was
Falcon
and
nice.
Winter Soldier.
Right on.
Yeah. She was the hinted love interest of Bucky.
Oh, wow. So okay, cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool.
Okay.
2022.
Good.
Did we look up Andrew and Justin?
Was it 2022 for me?
I think it was.
2022, yeah. What'd you do on October 2022?
That's when you started getting those commercials.
This one was very specific. Mm. It was between the week October 2 and October 9.
Was I on? It might have been when I was on Holy Moly.
Okay.
No, no, that was in like April. What other? I've been on a couple different games. 22? Was I on?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. October? Like, were we on? We weren't even on tour in October, were we?
No. Interesting. I'm going to have to go back and look at my brain's pretty bad. I smoke a lot of weed, so.
Who was our highest guest?
Like spiritually?
Have you had Mark Smalls on?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he was high, though.
Oh, okay.
What's her name? The one, with all the tattoos. She was pretty high. Oh, I think.
Lisa?
No.
The one we just had?
No, before that.
She had a lot of tattoos.
So many. She was on a tour with.
Gabby Lamb.
Yeah. Okay, I think it's Todd.
I don't know if she's high. I just think that's just Gabby.
No, she said she was high. I don't know for sure.
All right. Well, do you want to say your score today?
No, because I think EJ's waiting to do it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Our scores are trash anyway this week. We're going down. We have the same, almost the same score. 400,000.
Okay, I think it's time to play
the meter.
Woo!
Oh, again?
Mm-hmm.
Does he know how to play? Why is his shirt off?
No,
production
that's
him. Value. I don't
know. that looks so painful.
I forgot about the surprise. I forgot that there was going to be a surprise.
That was his shirt off.
Bro, that looks tough. He was struggling.
Yeah. There's a lot of
Was he just
a lot
in
force.
There watching how to play the trombone?
That's impressive, though. I wouldn't know how to
I
want to
try
that
later.
That was great.
It
did look very painful.
Right,
he
was trying
vibe,
so hard.
Stations of the Cross.
Kind of vibe. Whoa. That tough?
Why'd you take your shirt off? That's so weird.
That was a character.
Okay, this is how the game works.
Todd Richards would have hated that.
Fuck your trombone. No,
all right, here's how the game works. You're going to try to guess the most poppin' person in each category I give you. Your score is obtained by the person's score you guess. So if you have guessed someone with 100 score, you get 100 points. And you want the lowest score at the end. You have 3 lifelines. FaceTime a friend. Double dip, where you get 2 answers and we pick the best one. Mm. And then 3, a beat of your choice.
Okay.
It could be... Who did... someone did Broadway recently, and that was fun.
Yeah, something from Hamilton.
Fun. Hamilton, But music.
Scarlet,
music just.
I was about to hate, hip-hop but I'm not going to.
There's a hip hop beat. You can have a hip hop beat.
I'm not going to hate on Hamilton.
No, please do.
But it unlocks something.
You get beef. All right.
Here we go.
Round one.
First round, no real category. Just who is the most famous person that you've been seeing recently? Who would have a good score?
And this is of this Sunday?
Of this Sunday.
Yes. Past week. Anything that happened past Sunday wouldn't have counted, really.
Yeah, so everything up
before
Sunday.
Yeah.
So like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes.
Last week.
Austin, you do have the lower score of the two of you, so you get to go first. What do you think is popping right now? Who have you been seeing on your feed? Any news?
I know the person who's number one on IMDb right now.
You did you look?
Yeah. Are you not supposed to?
Yeah! Jesus, I told you not to look!
Are you not supposed to?
No!
I thought you were supposed to, first time. I thought you were supposed to prepare.
No! I told you!
Oh, they didn't.
No, you didn't.
Oh my, that's cheating.
You didn't tell me that.
I said that. I literally said that's why I haven't looked at anything.
Oh,
I haven't gotten
shit. No, you said I haven't looked at anything. You didn't say that you weren't supposed to.
Oh my.
You didn't tell
you
me.
You told me you listened to the podcast.
I did. There was no disclaimer in the beginning of the podcast. Oh,
the first game is who's the hottest
I
person
know,
right
and
now.
And that's why I looked it up, so I wouldn't know.
Oh my God.
Because
no
one was prepared.
We gotta do something else.
I thought no one was prepared. I thought no one was prepared.
I mean, here.
I thought no one would be prepared.
Oh man!
Don't use you know that I mean? One. Use someone else.
Did you? We need to know the extent by
well,
which
I
he like.
I want
to.
I scrolled through.
To be fair, it only really helps for this first one.
So I guess we can't do this.
Get a big lead.
We can kind of
I think
we have to switch it up.
Here's what we're gonna do first.
I'll tell you this right now.
Wait, I got a question. Is it Emma Stone?
No.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say.
Okay, I have a small disclaimer. The disclaimer is that I saw Dune recently. And so any of my guesses would be people from that movie, and it is an actress from that movie.
Okay.
So
here's what we're going to do.
My second guess would be Timothy Chalamet.
Let's keep this to yourself.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We'll do the top 10 first.
Okay.
And then you can't choose any from anyone from the top 10.
I like
that. That's fine. He's still overcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's prepared.
We're going to go through our top 10 first. Number 10.
Being prepared would not look. That's being prepared for the show. It's not looking. All right.
Well, I like your interpretation.
Text me the rules. So one person just had to text me the rules. No one texted me the rules.
All right, we're going to go over our top 10 for our listeners. Number 10, very cool, Hiroyuki Sanada. He's from Shogun.
Pretty good.
Number 9 is also from Shogun, Anna Sawai. Number 8, Florence Pugh from Dune, Oppenheimer. Number 7, he hasn't been on the top 10, Denis Villeneuve.
He's director
of Dune. Number 6, Zendaya.
Okay.
5, Timothy Chalamet, of course. Number 4 is also from Shogun, Cosmo Jarvis.
That's a cool name.
Cosmo Jarvis. He looks like a Cosmo.
Does he?
Number 3, Austin Butler. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Sydney Sweeney, number 2. And Rebecca Ferguson at number 1.
Rebecca.
She's so good.
She's finally popping up on Twitter.
She's been having really funny clips on TikTok.
I thought that's who I thought was going to be number one.
No, Rebecca's like powerhouse. Okay. And she's also on that new show that got renewed. All right.
Okay. So now that we've said the top 10, you can't say anyone from that list.
Number 11.
Yeah. I do think it is Zendaya.
She's in the top 10.
She was five.
Six. Number 11.
Number 11. Okay. Josh Brolin.
Great. Very good guess.
Interesting.
Just hosted SNL. Also Dune.
Shit.
That's my guess.
Okay. I like that. That's a good one.
I'm going to say Sydney Sweeney.
She was in the top 10. I wasn't paying attention today. He was probably thinking the whole time.
I was like, oh, they're doing it right here. And then I was like, oh, I should be looking. And then, okay, wait, hold on. Then I'm going to say Emma Stone.
You said who? Emma Stone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great guess as well.
Great guess.
Okay,
so
good. Okay.
Great guess. Because she's got that movie that's pop. Yeah.
I'd say this is the best recovery of anything we've ever done, though. Yeah. That was pretty crazy.
That was good.
All right.
That's so funny, though.
All right. Josh Brolin. He is at
34.
Wow. Okay.
It's a solid story.
Very nice. So good.
We'll take it. 34.
Oscar, 2-time Oscar winner, is at
20.
Oh,
hey.
Wow.
Close race.
Very good. GP, Gary Payton, let's go.
Okay, so now we can't mention any of the names we've mentioned.
Now we already did the top 10, so we get to do the wheel.
Go to the wheel.
Spin our wheel for a random category. Here we go. Spinning.
This category is called Those Who Can't Do, Teach.
Oh.
Ooh. I like it.
So any actor, actress who has played a teacher in any movie or TV show.
Played a teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the hottest right now?
Yeah. That's played a teacher.
Austin gets to go first.
Okay. Kate Mara.
Ooh,
nice. I love that.
She had a really controversial movie recently, right? It was a show.
Yeah. Where she like sex with her student.
Wait, wasn't that Shorty in May December a teacher?
Yes. That's a good one.
I don't know what that is.
Who is it?
She's the teacher that molested the kid, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was that, well, that
I don't
was
know
that
if
movie.
She molested, yes. But yes, they had sex.
What? Was it 13? How
is
that consensual?
Come on, Jess. You can't.
Come on, Jess. That's controversy. I'm not saying my personal feelings.
High school boys, that's a great point. That's a great point.
Yeah, your opinions on my outfits don't matter now.
I should stand up.
I don't know. I was fixing my shirt.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. You're already getting yours. I'm like, do I say Jodie Foster? Jodie Foster was the higher learning, right?
What?
Remember, she like flipped the chair back and she's like,
That's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay, then I'm going to say the shorty from.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
May, December.
Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it's so crazy that you can say the shorty from and it's still counts.
I know it's a rule.
I'm just saying that's crazy that's the rule.
That's because the first few episodes we did, people were really struggling, yeah. So we changed.
No, it's fair. Yeah. No, it's fair. It's fair, but it's just funny.
Okay, Kate Mara.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, Kate Mara, 491.
Okay.
Ooh, not bad.
But if May, December is an Oscar movie, I think I'm going to get crushed.
It did not win any.
Oh, was it nominated?
It was nominated.
Okay. I think I'm going to get crushed, though.
Julianne Moore? Is that?
306.
Oh, yeah. Oh gosh.
Not crushed.
Still good. Still
losing. Those kids.
Still close. Still
honestly,
close.
To be fair, I have to lose this episode because otherwise Leonard would whine about me looking at the list.
No, it doesn't affect. It's just
the first one.
You're
saying it now because you're in the lead, but if you start losing, it's going to be a whole thing.
All right.
All right, next round.
All right, moving pretty quick here. Round three, here we go.
And I'm not looking at the TV for a wheel this time.
I really played myself
last time looking for that wheel. The wheel is inside of all of us.
All right, this one's called I'm a Soul Skater.
Mm.
All right, so any actor or actress who has been on Rollerblades... In a movie.
I'm a soul skater?
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember from...
not a skateboard.
Rollerblades.
Not four-wheel skates.
No. We just...
I'll accept
the ones that people rock now, the one with the four wheels.
Okay.
So we'll go inline and then the dancing ones.
Okay. You know what I mean? All right.
Okay, who goes first?
Wait, Margot Robbie wasn't in the top 10?
She was not.
Margot Robbie.
Damn.
Oh, that's so good.
Does she skate in
Barbie? Mm-hmm.
She does.
Never saw it.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see Oppenheimer.
It's in the commercials.
Yeah.
It is.
It's in the commercials.
It's in the trailers. Yeah. Yeah.
You're quick. Okay, nice. I might need a beat for this one.
Yay! Ooh.
All right, we got
this
you.
This is so good. Leonard is great at rapping. He played us some of his old music, and I was so excited to hate on it, and I couldn't wait for it to be trash. It was actually like, it was definitely like a first album, a work in progress, but the promise was there. If he'd kept going, he would be better at rap than he is at stand-up.
For sure.
Probably.
All right, man.
Okay.
Here you go, bro.
Well, I don't like that he just hyped me up like that, and I'm still actually trying to think.
Yeah, take that positive pressure.
Yo, who's skating? I'm hating, no debating. I'm never gonna be waiting to the top cause I'm already there. I don't care, you scared. I got a lot of hair under this bucket, fuck it. Ooh. I'm a rhyme, trying to think of times. Niggas in line, they skating. Four wheels.
Yo.
Bow wow. Oh,
was that locked in?
Was it Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Wow. You can imagine Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's so funny. I hope he's rollerblading in heaven right now.
I know I'm about to get cooked on this one, though. Margot Robbie? She's got to be like top 20.
In fact, she's not top 10. It's crazy.
She was for
she
a
was.
While.
She usually is.
Yeah.
Every time she drops something, she's always in the top 10.
Yeah.
Okay, this is very good.
This is so close. All right,
so we got Margot Robbie and Mark Wahlberg.
Margot Robbie. 109.
Wow. That's the lowest
I've seen.
The way they rank it is based on like when people search you. So people are like searching Margot Robbie right now.
It's like the biggest one.
But
And then Mark Wahlberg.
Goodness. Mark Wahlberg.
168.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
That is fantastic. Still in the lead, I would say. I'm terrible at math, but you're got to be still in the lead,
Yeah, I'm still in it, as in like still in the lead.
I can't see them, but
but it's very close.
Yeah, cool. What are the points right now?
It's 494 to 634. Sorry.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Perfect. Okay.
We are very competitive.
This is like, I like it. Together and we're like very
We play a lot of games.
Playing against Leonard is fun, or playing with Leonard is really fun. Playing games with Leonard is like playing basketball with Michael Jordan. When you're winning, it's all good. When you lose, he slaps you. I rage quit a game the other day.
I play mind games. So I make comments. I might say things. I might talk a little shit.
He's so mean when you're losing.
So are you playing?
We were actually playing this new game that is really dope called The Mind. New game to us, The Mind, where instead of like playing against each other, you're playing together.
As a team.
And it's like you have cards numbered 1 through 100. And you have to put them in order, in ascending order, but without talking.
Yes, I played this.
It's so much
really
fun.
Really fucking
hard.
Yeah,
it is a good game.
You try to get to a certain level, and every level, you get that many cards. So the first level is one card, then two cards. And then you each have 5 cards, and there's 1 through 100, and you have to, like, put them in order without... And you have, like, lives and certain things to help.
That's a lot like that theater kid game where it's like you try to count to, like, 20 without saying it at the same time as somebody.
Yeah, you all close your eyes and stand in a circle. Yeah.
You guys want to try?
Let's try.
We got to try to get to number 20. Okay. You can't overlap with somebody else.
We'll have to close our eyes.
What's the point of this?
You got to be, like, in sync energy-wise. So we'll start.
Yeah, the whole thing about this game is being in tune with each other.
Okay.
All right, everybody take a deep breath.
Close our eyes. Mm-hmm.
And then the winner becomes an X-Men.
All right, next hill.
All right. Eyes closed, right?
Eyes closed, eyes complete closed, silence.
Close. Okay.
And then whenever, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
17, 18, 19, 20.
Oh,
Because we're not theater kids are so eager.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
That was perfect.
That was great.
At some point, I was just going to not say anything else anymore.
Y'all started to slow down.
Yeah.
The longer it goes, the scarier it is.
Yeah,
exactly.
You don't want to be the one.
It builds
tension. First two was just going in order, and then it.
Yeah, I know. It was like, that's too easy. Yeah, that's too easy. We're kind of cheating.
That was fun.
That was
great.
Good job, EJ. That should have been your surprise.
How dare you?
That was a well-thought-out character. That was a
trombone. Whatever. Same shit.
All right, I'm spinning the wheel. Jesus Christ. This is round four.
Round four.
Leonard is leading.
Not by much, though.
This category is called I'm Having a Bad Trip.
Oh no!
Ooh, perfect.
So anybody who's OD'd in a film or TV show.
My name is dead people. Like, God damn, this is a dark turn.
Shit. Who's OD'd
in a movie or TV show?
TV show. Okay.
Margo. Oh. Okay. So Leonard gets to go first.
Leonard gets to go first.
Okay.
Lost that last round, so who has OD'd?
I have one, but I'm trying to think of a better one.
Well, tell us because it's a podcast. So
did they OD?
Who?
We can help.
Dallas Buyers Club, Jared Leto, or did he just pass away from complications? Was it complications of AIDS?
That was AIDS.
He OD'd on AIDS.
He OD'd on AIDS. Yeah, correct. Somebody OD'd in that. Okay.
They looked like they were gonna, but they didn't. I don't think.
Damn, who has OD'd in a movie? I don't be watching them depressing ass movies like that. And TV. Ooh, okay, hold on. No, that's terrible.
What are you thinking of?
The kid in The Wire when Bubbles accidentally dances. I knew
you were gonna say that. That's exactly what I thought.
That's like the first one. I've watched The Wire so many times. It'd be like 1 million. I'd lose instantly.
That's so
okay. Funny. I might use my a second lifeline.
Yeah.
What am I? Other, what am I? Is life? It's FaceTime.
FaceTime, and then double dip.
Yes.
Two double answers. Dip. That's so funny.
You're
that
the, Bubbles, right? He's still working.
No.
There's the kid that he dies.
Oh, the one that teaches.
Oh, you know what? What's his name? Does die of an overdose in that? And it's probably gonna fuck me, but I'm gonna use him anyway.
Okay.
You could do double dip.
Oh, I could double dip. Yeah. All right. So he's from Kids. He's like Casper from Kids, and then he's the
Sala?
The white crack addict that's friends with, like, best friends with Bubbles. He ODs.
Oh, the white guy.
He's like, oh, you're so blue. He's like, I'm gonna show you. And then they beat his ass. He has the colostomy bag.
Mm. Right. Oh, man.
Is this in The Wire?
Johnny.
This is in The Wire.
His name is Johnny Weeks. Okay, wait. I think I found him.
All right. So I'll double dip. And then the thing is, I can't even think of a second. Who is?
Okay, I found it. His name is Leo Fitzpatrick.
Leo Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
I think this is who I'm gonna go with. That's what I'm just gonna go with Leo Fitzpatrick.
I don't think you should.
You should use a double dip. As the producer of the show.
Two, yeah.
All right. Okay. The problem is, like, I can't think of someone.
Drugs.
I'm thinking of dead presidents. Chris Tucker.
Ooh.
Very good.
Chris Tucker.
Wonder if he's.
I think either one of them are very high, but Chris Tucker's probably higher than Leo.
Good double dip.
Fitzsullivan or whatever his name
is. Fitzpatrick.
Leo Fitzpatrick.
All right.
Okay. Austin? First question. I have not a great memory either. Was Timothy Chalamet in the top 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was, right? Okay.
Yeah.
He was in the top 10.
What did he OD in?
I don't know if he OD'd
About a boy.
I don't know if he might have OD'd in Beautiful. I think he OD'd in Beautiful Boy. The character does in real life. I don't know if he did in that movie.
Damn. I just thought of someone.
Okay. So Timothy Chalamet's out. He's too high. Okay. I might use the double dip also. I'm not locking anything in, but in my head, we have Aaron Paul ODs in Breaking Bad.
Oh,
Aaron Paul
shit.
ODs in Breaking Bad. And also...
He doesn't die, but he does OD.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that part.
You don't have to die. But.
And then,
okay. It was just ODing, yeah.
In Pulp Fiction, the main character ODs in Pulp Fiction. And I'm blanking on her name. She's very famous.
Uma Thurman.
So those are two. Those are my first two, and now I'm trying to pull if anyone more famous. Zendaya is in the top 10. Can't use her. She overdies in Euphoria. ODs in Euphoria.
She overdies.
overdies.
That's what got Jared Leto.
No.
Who you got, Todd Richards?
All right, I'm gonna double dip. I'm gonna do Uma Thurman and I'm gonna do Aaron Paul.
Okay, very good.
Those are the two.
I thought after I said mine, Philip Seymour Hoffman from Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. I think he ODs in that, but I don't know if he'd be higher than
that. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know either.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Okay.
All right,
so we got four. Kinda nice.
I think I got all of them. Angie, do you want me to do it? Or do you got them all?
I got them all.
Okay, good.
So Leo, dude from Wire, is at 7,633.
Okay, but you double dipped.
And you got Chris Tucker, who is at 5,201.
Damn,
Chris.
Damn.
I blame Hollywood.
No, what's crazy is you'd think that they'd be Googling him because he came up in the Cat Williams thing.
Yeah.
So you'd think he'd get a little boost, but no. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Wow.
All right. We love Chris.
I don't know if Uma popping like that, though.
That's true.
Gotta be top thousands.
Yeah. Aaron Paul at 1,246.
Wow. Oh, and things
top,
just changed.
Top thousands.
Man, you know, if Austin went researching the...
Oh, Uma. She's doing well.
Oh, no.
Uma. 927.
Wow.
Wow.
We were staying out of that
1,000. Wow. Well, no, okay. You're at 1,500 now.
Yeah, but saying out of guessing someone who's in the 1,000.
Wow. Yes, yes, yes.
Hey. Let's
the game close. Has changed.
It has
changed. It's changed, but it can change
more. Is this the final round?
What's
no,
the
score
for the one last one
that can change everything.
Yeah, the final round is...
Anything can happen.
I think I have an issue with the final round, at least on the one I heard. It was like, there was only so many options, but they were so far... Like, the first person basically just... If they chose right, they were going to win regardless because the gap was so wide between the one and two. But I think that was just the category that you made for that episode. Yeah.
Okay, very good. We're going to go to our final round.
Final round.
Let's get an update on the scores, EJ.
Austin, you are now leading at 1,561. Nice. And Leonard, you are trailing at 5,695. But things can still change.
Things can change. All right, so the last round is always movies. There's a movie meter on IMDb as well.
Nice, okay.
Uses a similar algorithm to the celebrity one. I'm going to give you a category, and then you're going to give me a movie that fits that category that you think is trending high on the movie meter last week. Okay, so the category is called Blink If You Need Help.
Okay.
This past week, people have been going crazy over that photo that Kate Middleton has released. Have you guys looked at it?
Oh, I haven't seen this. Yeah.
The Photoshop is so bad.
AP got him, like, a kill request. So they, like, asked every, like, media outlet to remove the photo from their site.
It's just so badly Photoshopped. So
they're saying it wasn't, she hasn't been seen in, like, what, 60 days or some shit like that?
Yeah, I think she's either dead or, like, it's run away or something.
Ooh, wow.
Who's it? The Princess of Wales.
Somebody said she got a botched BBL.
Wait, this person's really missing?
Kate Middleton, the princess from
she's
the
gone?
Royal family.
They haven't like seen her in like a long time, and then they released a photo of her with her kids, but it was like clearly Photoshopped.
Oh wow!
So there's some sinister shit going
and
on.
And then they got a request from Associated Press to kill the photo, to remove it, to take it down. So
the category is name.
They be killing princesses over there. For
real. I know.
Very dangerous.
What's going on?
Dangerous. There's like Twitter's fun right now.
You know they discussed that with Megan. They're like, "What can we do? Can we Diana too? Diana too with her?" They're like, "No, you can't do that anymore.
There's no more IP. It's all like there's no more original. Like,
we need to be putting murders."
Let's run it back.
I'm trying to reboot.
Well, we don't know what's happening, but for this week's category, name a movie where someone is held captive. Who lost that last round?
Leonard lost pretty badly.
With Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget you have two life.
No, FaceTime of friends. One in Austin can freestyle if he chooses.
Please. He chooses to.
Disaster. That's his rapper name is Disaster. Okay, shit. Held captive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, it felt like it came out recently. I don't know if people are still looking up. People might be looking up for another reason. Mm-hmm. My thought is Sound of Freedom.
Oh, that is a documentary.
No, it's not. That's a scripted movie.
Oh.
Is it really?
The Jesus one?
Wait, is that a Christian movie?
It's a scripted movie.
Wait, I forgot to mention.
I thought it was a documentary.
No, it's wrong.
Okay, no, I was just wrong.
Wait, are we allowed? I didn't mention the 1 year thing.
Yeah.
It's too late to bring it up.
Oh, it couldn't have come out in the last year?
Yeah, if it came out in the last year, we can't use it.
Okay, when did it come out?
That's the one thing. That came out in 2023.
But I didn't say it, so.
No, it's fine. I'll think
Austin
of something
else.
Austin
got to look up the meter.
Yeah, no, we'll give you one. He got one.
All right, I'll do Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom.
You want to take it?
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Yeah, that is a great
So are we now applying it to Austin?
Yeah.
Okay, Austin, you can't use a movie that came out in the last year.
Okay. And you might have just beaten that.
No, I mean, he can.
You might have just beaten that last year.
Because it came out like early.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
I'm going to say something funny. I asked my 13-year-old, he's turning 14 this year, what was his favorite movie last year? And he told me Sound of Freedom. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Wait, have you seen it?
Somebody was watching it next to me on a plane like a month or two ago, and I was like, what the hell?
Who's held captive in that movie? I've never seen
children.
It.
That's why I thought it was a documentary because it was about...
No, it's a scripted movie. Jim Caviezel or whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, the guy who played Jesus in the Jesus movie.
In this one.
No.
Saving the children.
Okay. Held captive. Interesting.
Hostages, kidnappings.
This is interesting. Okay, so the first movie that comes to mind is Prisoners, which is a Denis Villeneuve film. And it's really good. It's kind of old though, so I don't know if it's holding. But he's being searched a lot. Yeah. He's trending, so that could provide a boost to his movie.
Yeah.
Then there's The Room with Brie Larson, but that's so old, very old.
It's not older than Prisoners,
right? That's true. Yeah,
it's like 6 years. Yeah. 7 years.
And I'm trying to
Prisoners is like 12 years old.
I'm trying to think if I saw
old.
Anything 2 years ago that had. But Prisoners is also just such a banger of a movie that it could just keep that relevant.
That ending is fucking.
Yeah.
That is true.
What are other movies where people were taken?
Hey, you have.
I do have lifelines. I do have lifelines. It's not going to be free
stuff. I just love how, I mean, I don't know. What are movies where people have been taken?
No, I know that Taken's a movie. Taken is a movie, but it's so old that I don't know.
Yeah, I can't quite use it.
trying to think, did anyone get kidnapped in the latest John Wick movie?
Oh.
Did he go rampage? I don't think so. It was just murder.
No, he just goes on a rampage.
And then I was trying to think if anyone had been kidnapped in like a Marvel movie, and that was a major plot point, but I don't think so.
Yeah, there was.
Was there a kidnapping in one of them? All right, well, I can't think of it, so that's fine. I can't just say
Marvel. Which one?
Yeah,
which
exactly, one? Buddy? Exactly. Yeah, that's the tough part. Yeah, I think I'm just going to rock with Prisoners. I like it, and I think it'll hold up, and I think the director bump could be good.
I agree. That's good thinking.
Just curious, Andrew, Jess, what would your answers have been?
Probably Room also.
Room? Andrew, what are you thinking?
Because he said Marvel, so I was going to go Endgame when they took Nebula. They kidnapped Nebula on the ship.
There's also, I mean, if we're thinking Marvel movies, there's the kid who gets kidnapped in Guardians, I think. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. No?
What you would have said?
No, I would have said Chinedu's answer. I would have said Dark Knight.
Where's Rachel?
The Joker is the goat of kidnapping.
That's what them on the boats is like, bro. Come on, I don't believe in humanity. They would have blown each other up.
All right. So I have the scores. This was a really good one.
Okay.
All right, here we go. In second place. Leonard Smith at 6,205.
Oh, sound. Wow. Pretty good because it was close.
Yep. Sound of Freedom was at rank 510.
Wow.
Okay. And Austin, our winner, Prisoners, was sitting at rank 273. Your final score is
273?
Yep.
It beat. Yeah. This motherfucker is all about actors and directors.
I know. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I was trying to be an actor for a while.
Man, that Chris Tucker really fucked you.
Congrats.
Come on, Chris Tucker. You gotta do better.
Yeah, Chris Tucker.
Skates.
But it was so close up.
Margot Robbie, that was like,
That was helpful. That was awesome. Yeah, that was a gimme. That was a gimme.
Okay. Oh, he gets a fucking crown.
Austin wins. What's that?
What is that?
Green hair.
Oh, green hair.
Yay!
Those are very good.
I just saw the head. Wait. That crown wasn't meant for your head, buddy. I do it like Biggie. Oh, what do you think, you notorious B.I.G.?
No. I do, actually. I do think there's some similarities between the two of us.
Wow, what a game. Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm really excited about this pair.
Get to vote first.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so Surrounded at the Hollywood Improv, April 5th. Come through. It's going to be fire.
That's good. There's a car alarm going off. But it's fun. You see that crowd work? I'll be doing that as surrounded. All crowd work show, very fun. And then I'm going on tour with the loser, Leonard Smith Jr. and Ray Lau, who was not here, but would have also beaten Leonard if he was. And,
Ray would have lost for sure.
Doesn't even watch movies. Yeah. Because he's too busy working on comedy, which is what we're going to do. April 18th in Phoenix, April 19th, Colorado Springs, 420. Come get high with Stoney McBlaze in Denver. And yeah, I think that's all the major dates right now. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Leonard.
What's going on? It's Leonard Smith Jr. You can see me on tour as well. You can see me and my improv group, Lemon Pepper Wet, every fourth Friday at 10 o'clock at UCB. You can also, I don't know how much I'm new, I'm over home cooking. So, but I have a special love a deal that I will be taping in June and will be out probably this summer. So, love
check
a deal.
Check out that Seed and Spark. We're going to have a Seed and Spark up soon.
Donate. Dropping on March 21st.
You saw how funny he was?
Give him water bottles.
Water's not cheap.
Okay, very good. Okay, please follow us at the Meter Game Show.
Andrew_Rolfo.
And I'm at Jez Della. Congrats, Austin.
Thank you so much.
See you next week.
Incredible.
Bye.
Austin cheated.